But for mine own part, my lord, I could be well contented to be there in respect of the love I bear your house. You could be contented?
Why is he not, then?
In respect of the love he bears our house, he shows him that he loves his own barn better than he loves our house. Mrs. Moore, the purpose you undertake is dangerous. Why, that's certain. It is dangerous to take a cold, to sleep, to drink. But I tell you, my lord fool, out of this nettle danger, we pluck this flower safety. And the purpose you undertake is dangerous. The friends you have named uncertain. The time itself unsorted, and your whole plot too light for the counterpoise of so great an opposition. Say you so. I say unto you again, you're a shallow, cowardly hind, and you lie. What a black brain is this? By the Lord, our plot is a good plot as ever was laid. Our friends true and constant. A good plot, good friends, and full of expectation. Excellent plot. Very good friends. What a frosty, spirited rogue is this. Why, my lord, if you commence the plot in the general course of the action. Zounds. And I am now by this rascal like a brain with his lady's fan. Is there not my father, my uncle, and myself? Lord Edmund Mortimer, my lord of York, and Owen Glendower. Is there not besides them, Douglas? Have I not all their letters to meet me in arms by the 9th of the next month, and are they not some of them set forward already? What a pagan rascal is this, an infidel! You shall see now. Out of very sincerity of fear and a cold heart will he to the king and lay open all our proceedings. I could define myself a god of buffets for moving such a dish of stim and with so honorable an action. Hang him! Let him tell the king. We're prepared. I will set forward tonight. On our case. I must leave you within these 2 hours.
My good lord, why are you thus alone? Well, what offense have I this fortnight been a banished woman from my Harry's bed? Tell me, sweet lord, what is that take from thee thy stomach, pleasure, and thy golden sleep? Why dost thou bend thine eyes upon the earth and start so often when thou sittest alone? Why hast thou lost the fresh blood in thy cheek and given my treasures and my rights of thee to thick-eyed musing and cursed melancholy? In thy faint slumbers, I by thee have watched and heard thee murmur tales of iron wars. Speak terms of manage to thy bounding steed. Cry, courage! To the field! And thou hast talked of sallies and retires, of trenches, tents, of palisados, frontiers, parapets, of basilisks, of cannon, culverin, of prisoners' ransom, and of soldiers slain, and all the currents of a heady fight. Thy spirit within thee hath been so at war, and thus hath so bestirred thee in thy sleep, that beads of sweat have stood upon thy brow, like bubbles in a late disturbed stream. And in thy face, strange motions have appeared, such as we see when men restrain their breath on some great sudden hest. What portents are these? Some heavy business hath my lord in hand, and I must know it, else he loves me not.
What ho! Is Gilliam through the packet room?
He is, my lord, an hour ago.
Our butler brought those horses from the sheriff.
One horse, my lord. He brought even now.
What horse? A roan, a crop here, is it not?
He is, my lord.
That roan shall be my throne. Well, I will back it straight.
Oh, Esperance.
I hear you, my lord.
What's this now, my lady?
Oh, what is it? Carries you away.
Why, my horse, my lord, my horse.
Out, you mad-headed ape! A weasel hath not such a deal of spleen as you are tossed with. Is this? I'll know thy business, Harry, that I will. I fear my brother Mortimer hath stir about his title, and hath sent for you to mind his enterprise. But if you go...
So far afoot, I shall be weary enough.
Oh, come, come, you parakeeto, answer me directly unto this question that I ask. Give face. I'll break thy little finger, Harry, and if thou wilt not tell me all things
true. Ah! Away! Away, you trifler! Love! I love thee not. I cannot believe it.
This is no world to play with mallets and a tooth with lips. He must have bloody noses and cracked crowns and past the current, too. God me.
My horse!
What shouldst thou think? What wouldst thou have of me?
Do you not love me? Do you not indeed? Well, do not then, for since you love me not, I will not love myself. Do you not love me? Then tell me if you speak in jest or no.
Come. Will you see me ride? When I'm on horseback, I will swear I love thee infinitely. But hark you, Kay. I must not have you henceforth question me whither I go nor reason whereabouts. Whither I must. And to conclude, this evening must I leave you, gentle Kate. I know you're wise, but yet no farther wise than Harry Percy's wife. Constant you are, but yet a woman. And for secrecy, no lady closer, for I well believe thou wilt not utter what thou dost not know. And so far will I trust thee, gentle Kate.
How so far?
Not an inch further. But hark you, Kate. Whither I go, thither shall you go too. Today will I set forth, tomorrow you. Will this content you, Kate?
You must force